Savastam,
Savastam,
Topiva,
Topiva,
Yapasya, Smared, Pundarikaksham, Sabhayantra, Suchi, Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu,
Sri Vishnu.
You don't have to do ashram three times. Just you do it three times, but after each time we recite.
Okay. So
Om.
Om
Apavitra
Apavitrava
Sarvavastam Katopiva
Katopiva
Yak
Yak
Smared
Pundarikaksham
Sa Vayantaram Suchi
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri
Vishnu
Vishnu.
The first time you say Om Keshavaya Namah, the next time Om Narayana
Namah.
That way you get to stay all free.
So start with Om Narayana Namah, and pop your feet away.
Om. Om. Apavitra, Apavitrava, Sarvavastam, Katopiva, Yak, Smared, Pundarikaksham, Sa, Payantaram, Suchi, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu.
You did Om Keshavaya Namah?
Om Narayana Namah.
And Madhava. Did you just do Madhava?
Yes, we did Narayana Namah, Madhava.
Good.
That's true.
That's
this
good.
Is straight.
Nice. Nice sound. Okay. Now we'll have a lecture. Do you have to translate?
No.
Om Agyanativanandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chatsur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanyamanobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Swapadantikam.
This is a first initiation and second initiation. Initiation means the beginning. Beginning means that we're already involved in the process of Krishna consciousness, because the actual beginning is faith. And everything else is to develop faith, ultimately in the fact that Krishna is God and that we're His servants. Every step of the process is meant to help us understand, practice, and eventually realize our relationship with Krishna. First initiation, of course, is first initiation into the holy name, because it is by learning how to chant the holy name offenselessly that we get directly the association of Krishna. Of course, there is one way of looking at the offenses as negatively and also as positively. For instance, the first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in propagation of the holy name of the Lord. Not we're just trying to avoid blaspheming the devotees, we're also trying to learn the process of appreciating the devotees. We have to have some emotion when we're associating with people. It is not we're only trying to avoid negative things, we're also trying to develop positive emotions, positive relationships. So instead of blaspheming the devotees, we should appreciate the devotees. And of course, that should be done with some intelligence. Otherwise, it will be just be sentimental. And sentimental activities don't last very long, because as soon as they act in a way which is contrary to our sentiments, then which was love at one moment can turn into hate the next moment. Therefore, we have to learn how to properly respect and deal with the devotees as to invoke appreciation. And it certainly, if we feel offended sometimes, if we find some discrepancy in the devotee's faults, we should try to see how Krishna wants us to utilize the intelligence that he's giving us so that we don't make things more problematic than they may already be. One has to learn tolerance as well as appreciation. Especially it says in the Nectar of Devotion that we have to tolerate especially the insignificant, inconsequential activities of the devotees and their faults. If we do that, then we can learn how to look for the good qualities and take those as something significant and take the apparent discrepancies in the behavior of the devotees as something quite insignificant. If someone is in the bath or in the shower, taking a shower, then they may be dirty, but just the very fact that they're in the shower means that there's no reason to criticize them. Within the course of time, by taking the shower, they'll be clean. What is the purpose of telling them that they're dirty? Similarly, we have all come to the Hare Krishna movement, that is Shaktivesha avatars, at least not that I've seen. Therefore, there's going to be some anarthas, there's going to be some tendency towards committing aparad, some material attachments in the heart of every devotee, including ourselves. Generally, the discrepancies we see in others are the ones that are most prominent in ourselves. What we don't like in others is usually what we don't like in ourselves, but because we don't like to admit it, that we could do anything wrong, therefore we project it upon others, how they're doing something wrong. And therefore we want to, if we think if we can get rid of them, then we can get rid of our own problems. Therefore, instead of criticizing or blasting the devotees, we should try to appreciate them, try to cooperate with them, especially in the Sankirtan movement. See how we can cooperate together to fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the guidance of Prabhupada and his representatives. The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods, like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. So as I mentioned many times, that we may think we don't have much of a problem with this offense because neither we believe in Brahma nor we believe in Vishnu and Shiva, and we may have our doubts about Vishnu also. Therefore, there's no question who's better than one another because we don't believe in any of them. For us, Vishnu may be better than everyone, but who cares? On the other hand, people are much less significant, we take as very significant. We may take some sports hero as better than Vishnu. We may take some actor or actress as better than Vishnu. We may not be conscious of it, but if we like to hear about their glories, we tell other people about this particular person. And that way, actually, when it's a choice between glorifying Vishnu or hearing and chanting about someone else, sometimes we neglect Vishnu and we dwell on someone else's glories. Therefore, we should understand that Lord Vishnu, Krishna, he's better than Brahma, Shiva, Mick Jagger, or whoever else we may find attractive. The third offense is to minimize or disobey the orders of the spiritual master, or to consider him an ordinary person. Actually, no devotee is ordinary. Any devotee who's performing the activities of Krishna consciousness, they're doing so because they're doing it under the internal energy of Krishna. Maybe we're not completely under the internal energy of Krishna, but just the fact that we're doing something in Krishna consciousness means to some extent we're under the internal energy. Otherwise, it's not possible to do something for Krishna. The energy of Krishna, the internal energy of Krishna, can be perceived by the fact that we're following the previous instructions of the previous authority, the previous acharya. And by doing that, anyone who does that comes under the internal energy, because that's how he came under the internal energy. The original acharya was Arjuna. Krishna told him to fight, and we know he came under the internal energy because he listened to Bhagavad Gita, he understood it, and he fought. If he ran away from the battlefield, it would be hard to consider he was under Krishna's internal energy. But Krishna says, anyone who's chanting Krishna's glories, anyone who's endeavoring with determination to serve Krishna, anyone who's bowing down before Krishna, he should be known as a Mahatma. So those who are instructing us in the science of devotional service, they can be considered to be great souls. And if they know how to do something better than we can in devotional service, we can take them as a kind of guru. Initiation is more or less simply to fix us in the instructions. Because if we take everyone as guru, generally speaking, we won't accept anyone as guru. So if we accept one person as guru, and they instruct us how to actually see everyone else to the degree that they're following Krishna and the previous acharyas as guru, then we have one guru, and through that one guru we learn how to have many gurus. But if we think the guru is ordinary, who's giving us instructions following disciple succession, then generally we'll think everyone is ordinary. So we accept one guru, and we develop, and through that guru we develop many, many gurus. Appropriately we serve them. Then our life in devotional service will progress. And if we reject someone as guru who actually is acting as guru, then all our other gurus will also ultimately be rejected too. So it says in one of our shastras that before we reject guru, generally we reject Krishna. And then after him we reject guru. Because we reject Krishna, we'll reject everyone else too. Therefore, the guru should not be seen as an ordinary person, because he's carrying a message which is not ordinary. And as long as he's following that message himself, and if we follow that message, anyone who's following that message, they should not be seen as ordinary. Fourth offense is the blasting the Vedic literature, or literature which is in pursuance of the Vedic version. There are maybe many Vedic literatures and parts of the Vedic literature that we have no conception or no real faith in. Because the Vedic literature deals with every level of devotional accomplishment and things way beyond our experience, way beyond our perception. And therefore we may think that the Vedic literature is just something ordinary, some kind of mythological collection created by sages in the Himalayas who were bored and found many plants there to take shelter of. And therefore they've created these fabulous stories so we can sell many books on the street. No, we should take the parts of the Vedas which actually apply to our personal life that will help us advance in devotional service. Those are the actual essential parts of the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion. We should try to study these and do what we can do practically on that basis. And as we become purified, as our consciousness becomes elevated, then things that would seem extraordinary before will gradually become more and more, will develop more and more faith in them. We don't have to blindly accept any part of the Vedas, nor should we blindly reject any part of the Vedas. We should look at the Vedas, especially those parts that have to do with something which is practical in our life, in devotional service. Otherwise, especially in ISKCON nowadays, there are so many books translated on so many different topics, but that's not a very good way of studying the Vedas. If you're sick, you go to the doctor, he gives you a prescription, what medicine you should take. And when you go into the drugstore, you don't simply look at the bottle and say, well, you know, the prescription, you know, who cares? You know, that pink medicine up there, it goes with my dhoti. So I think I'll take some of that. And I always like the color blue, so give me some of the blue medicine. Oh, you have to take the prescription as was written by the doctor. So therefore we should study the Vedic literature appropriately according to our level of advancement and take which is necessary so we can advance in Krishna consciousness and by performing pure and purer devotional service. The next two offenses are similar, to give some interpretation of the holy name and to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. The potency of the holy name won't be realized all at once, and therefore, rather than imagine or take someone else's imagination what is the potency behind the holy name, we have to take from our authorities that there's no difference between the holy name and Krishna. That will be revealed to us in the course of time, and along with Krishna, everything is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. Wherever Krishna is, all his associates are there also. Everything is included in the holy name. Everything except for material consciousness. So if we chant Hare Krishna, gradually we'll understand how Krishna and his name are non-different and how everyone and everything is related to Krishna. It's not imagination, nor is it nor should we give some mundane interpretation about what the power of the holy name is. The seventh offense is commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. By the strong power of illusory energy, we may still be attracted to material sense gratification. We still may be afflicted by mental speculation. But we shouldn't take this as some kind of desirable quality that we have, and that the holy name is, in devotional service, is the methodology by which we can simultaneously enjoy the material world and make progress in going back to the spiritual world. Just like a child, he may learn, when he's learning to walk, he may walk and then fall down, and then he gets up and tries to walk. His parents generally won't criticize him. You know, my dear child, this is the 15th time you've fallen down. I suggest that you give up, or at least try again when you're 30 years old. No, the parents are very patient. It doesn't matter how many times he falls down. They encourage him to get up and learn how to walk. And one day after learning to walk, he'll actually learn how to dance in ecstasy also. Therefore, we should avoid sense gratification. We should avoid sinful activities. We should avoid mental speculation. We should take shelter of the holy name and the books, the scriptures given to us by Srila Prabhupada. And we should not consciously think that now is a great opportunity to enjoy the material world and then simultaneously go back to the spiritual world. The eighth offense is to consider the glory that the chanting of Hare Krishna is equal to one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruit of activities or kamakanda. I mean, I can't say what the power of the holy name is, because all we can do is look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the happiness that he exhibited when he was chanting Hare Krishna. I don't think that you can run at the speed of the mind to a hill called Chattapatta. In Puri, there's a hill named Chattaka Parvata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. He saw the hill, and it reminded him of Govardhan Hill, and he ran in transcendental love and ecstasy towards the hill, thinking that it was Govardhan. He ran at it at the speed of the mind. Generally, most of us move at a much lower speed. But he was so enthusiastic, he ran at the speed of the mind, and he became so ecstatic in love of Krishna that the pores of his body exploded like kandamba flowers, and perspiration and blood oozed simultaneously from the pores of his body. And then he had to slow down to the speed of the mind. Such a manifestation of love of God will not be exhibited at a fire sacrifice, nor if we are awarded the post of Indra, the King of Heaven, or any other position in the material world. There is nothing to compare to the divine ecstasy that's possible within devotional service. Nor can any material activity here give us anything which is eternal, or to speak of actual transcendental happiness and love for Krishna, and love for everyone and everything. in relationship to Krishna. You can only give us at best something very temporary and some relief from the problems of material existence. The ninth offense is to instruct the faithless person of the glories of the holy name. The holy name is inconceivable and devotional service is inconceivable, but we should try to relate to people according to what they can understand, and it usually has a lot to do with what we can understand. When we try to explain things which are way beyond our understanding, it sure is going to be way beyond other people's understanding too. Most people are not accomplished yogis. Therefore, we should approach people and explain to them. Prabhupada used to explain to even intelligent people the difference between their body and themselves. And if they couldn't understand that, then Prabhupada would ask for some prasadam. He brought it. But, or he'd explain about the necessity of creating first-class people, men in society. But rarely Prabhupada went beyond that, because rarely anyone had any intelligence to go beyond that conception. And we ourselves have not realized that we're not the body. So to try to explain things which are about Krishna's pastimes and the internal energy is generally inappropriate. Even to discuss it too much amongst ourselves is generally inappropriate. The second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada says that for the neophyte devotee, the pastimes of Krishna in the external energy is more important to hear about than his pastimes in the internal energy. Because if we understand Krishna's pastimes in the external energy, we ourselves will become free from the external energy, and that will be our qualification for understanding Krishna's pastimes in the internal energy. For one who's sick, it's very difficult to understand what life is like when you're completely healthy. Only when we get free from the disease and we understand clearly what health is like and what the activities of health are like. The tenth offense is not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. So we have to pay attention. The art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna. So we have to pay attention to the holy name. As soon as we go, generally, when our mind goes off the holy name, it goes to other things, material things, anxieties, hankerings, lamentations. Sometimes it may go to something about Krishna, but still, we should not forget the holy name. We should not forget about associating with Krishna. And usually it's because we're maintaining, well, we have so many material attachments, but we shouldn't cultivate them, especially when we're chanting Hare Krishna. We should withdraw the mind back to the holy name, or else we'll be feeding the weeds of devotional, which are surrounding our devotional creeper, rather than actually watering our devotional creeper when we're chanting Hare Krishna. If we do that, we avoid these offenses and try to take part in the Sankirtan movement, read Prabhupada's books, try to do some service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, our Acharyas, will be merciful to us, and the holy name will reveal himself to us. Second initiation means that one is following the principles for some time, has gained some knowledge about the desirability to act in the mode of goodness, to come to a higher level of Krishna consciousness, and therefore the qualities that Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, especially the two qualities of truthfulness and cleanliness. Cleanliness especially pertains to deity worship, and truthfulness especially pertains to preaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hopefully we wash our hands before we eat, and hopefully we wash them after we eat also. At least that minimum amount of truthfulness, of cleanliness should be there. Cleanliness also means internal cleanliness, giving up hankering and lamentation, the desire to control others and to enjoy others in the material world, to actually come to the mode of goodness when we desire not only good for ourselves but good for all other living entities. Without desiring good for others, then we can't really be in good. There's no question of being good. And without understanding how everything belongs to Krishna and how everything is meant for Krishna's eternal service to please Krishna, and that Krishna, only by doing that can we benefit ourselves and others, then there's no real question of goodness. Therefore, cleanliness and truthfulness go on. We have to be truthful that everything really does belong to Krishna. As soon as we forget that, then our life becomes a lie, what to speak of what we're saying. As soon as we forget that everything is meant for Krishna's enjoyment, then we become deviated from reality. We live in a make-believe world which is unreal. And as soon as we forget that only Krishna can do for others, good for others, including ourselves, then we forget we're simply acting as an instrument for Krishna. And the real person who's doing good for others is really Krishna. We're simply getting the benefit by the mercy of our spiritual master and Krishna to become their instrument, and therefore not become under the spell of the external energy. We can observe how Krishna is delivering others, but we shouldn't take the credit for doing it ourselves. That way, we, with this cleanliness and truthfulness, the others like sense control, sama dhamma tapaso cham, shanti arjavam evacha, jnanam viganam astikyam brahma karma sabhavacha. The other qualities like sense and mind control, austerity, religiosity, that these qualities will also follow. Therefore, for those who are second initiated, they should especially try to worship deities either in their home, regularly worship with cleanliness and reverence and punctuality, and try to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission as to the widest possible audience possible in a reasonable way. So, now we'll give these for first initiation. Do we have a picture of Prabhupada somewhere?
Maybe quickly we can.
Yeah, so ask someone to get a picture of
Prabhupada. Może neko samo do kupki za donese sliku Srila Prabhupada.
Anyone have a book here?
Ima neko sliku Srila Prabhupada.
Knjigo.
Da, da, imaš.
The Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, there's a picture there. So you can hold, so you can offer your obeisances to Prabhupada first.
So maybe you can hold the picture.
Yeah, as much as you can without rolling the dust of Krishna Gora. Not the problem. Then you can offer vases to me. Yeah, full of dandelions. All right. So generally the obeisances are, you offer first obeisances, at least the first pranam mantra of Prabhupada, and then my pranam mantra. Don't put it up in the speaker. So what are the four regular principles?
For regular people, no ill feeling, no meditating, no education, and no gambling.
No what?
Gambling.
No, the other one.
No ill feeling.
You can say it in Serbian.
That's in Serbian.
Ne nekako ill feeling, ne akok, ne imeno pijenje.
Yeah, no intoxication. And how many rounds will you chant every day?
At least 15 minutes.
Or also, you should follow the authorities of ISKCON. This is one of the GBC resolutions that we should follow the GBC and its representatives to the best of our ability, the best of our understanding, too. Is that right? So your name will be Dhanavir Das.
Hariyo!
Chat in the room.
Yeah. Okay, now so we'll do the fire sacrifice.
So maybe we can start to chant Maha Mantra when I start.
Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So when he says swaha, so you take the grains, you don't use your index finger, and just throw a little bit in when we say swaha.
Znači koristite ove tri prste kad ubacujete žitarice. Kad ja kažem svaha, onda zajedno svi izgovorite i ono ubacujete vatru. Znači ne koristite ove prste. Tija! Tija!
Om Om Agyana
Agyana
Timurandasya
Timurandasya
Jnananjana
Jnananjana
Salakaya
Salakaya
Chakshur
Chakshur
Unmilitam
Unmilitam
Yena
Yena
Tasmai
Tasmai
Shri
Guruve
Guruve
Namaha
Namaha
Swaha
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 Swaha.
Shri
Chaitanya
Manobhistam
Manobhistam
Stapitam
Stapitam
Yena
Yena
Bhutale
Bhutale
Swayam
Swayam
Rupa
Rupa
Kadamayam
Kadamayam
Kadati Swa
Kadati Swa
Padantikam
Padantikam
Swaha
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 Vande
Aham
Shri Guru
Shri
Yudha
Parakamalam
Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha
Shri
Rupam
Sagarjatam
Mahagana Raghunatham Vidham
Raghunatham
Sajivam
Sadvaitam
Savadutam
Virjana
Sahitam
Krishna
Chaitanya
Devam
Shri Radha
Krishna
Padam
Sahagana
Lalita
Shri
Visakam Svitam
Cha
Swaha
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 Swaha.
You should say my mantra.
Nama
Nama
Om
Om
Vishnu
Vishnu
Padaya
Padaya
Krishna
Krishna
Prashtaya
Prashtaya
Bhutale
Bhutale
Shrimate
Shrimate
Prahladananda
Prahladananda
Swami
Swami
Iti Namine
Iti Namine
Swaha
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 Swaha.
Nama.
Nama.
Om.
Om.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Padaya.
Padaya.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishtaya.
Krishtaya.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
Srimate.
Srimate.
Bhaktivedanta.
Bhaktivedanta.
Swami.
Swami.
Iti.
Iti.
Namane.
Namane.
Svaha.
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 Svaha. Svaha.
Namaste,
Namaste,
Saraswate,
Saraswate,
Deve,
Deve,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Vicharne,
Vicharne,
Nirvishesha,
Nirvishesha,
Shunyavadi,
Shunyavadi,
Paschatya,
Paschatya,
Deshitarane,
Deshitarane,
Svaha,
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 Nama,
Nama,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu, Padaya,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prestaya,
Prestaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Bhakti Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Iti Namine,
Iti Namine,
Svaha,
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 Sri Varshavanavi,
Varshavanavi,
Devi,
Devi,
Daitaya,
Daitaya,
Kavdaye,
Kavdaye,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Sambandha Vijnana,
Sambandha Vijnana,
Daine,
Daine,
Svaha,
Pravave,
Pravave,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Svaha,
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 Namo Madhuryojvala Premadya Shri Rupanoga Bhaktida Shri Gora Karuna Sindhu Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya
Namostute
Svaha
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 Namaste,
Namaste,
Gauravani,
Gauravani,
Shri Murtaya,
Shri Murtaya,
Dinatarne,
Dinatarne,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Viruda,
Viruda,
Pasadanta,
Pasadanta,
Vanta,
Vanta,
Harine,
Harine,
Svaha,
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 Namo,
Namo
Gora Kusharaya
Sakshad
Vairagya
Vairagya
Murtaye
Murtaye
Vipralamba
Vipralamba
Prasambode
Prasambode
Padambojaya
Prasambojaya
Hey Namaha
Hey Namaha
Svaha
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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya
Satchitananda
Namine Gora Shakti Rupaya Rupanuga Variety
Svaha
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 Gauravir Bhava Bhume Swam Nirdeshta Sajana Priyaha
Vaishnava
Sarvabhauma
Vaishnava Sarvabhauma
Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha
Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha
Svaha
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 Vancha
Kalpa
Trubhyascha,
Kripa Sindhu,
Vyevicha, Patitanam,
Pavanevyo,
Vaishnavevyo,
Namo Namaha,
Svaha,
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 Namo
Maha
Paranaya
Paranaya
Krishna Prema Pradayate
Krishna Prema Pradayate
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Krishna Chaitanya
Krishna Chaitanya
Namane
Namane
Gaurat Vishe Namaha
Gaurat Vishe Namaha
Svaha
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 Panchatattva Vikam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avatara Bhaktyakam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam
Swaha
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 Swaha.
Hey Krishna,
hey Krishna,
Karuna Sindo,
Karuna Sindo,
Dinabando,
Dinabando,
Vigatpate,
Vigatpate,
Kopesha,
Kopesha,
Gopika Kanta,
Gopika Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Radha Kanta,
Namostute,
Namostute,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Jayatam,
Jayatam,
Surata Pangur,
Surata Pangur,
Mama Manda,
Mama Manda,
Matirgati,
Matirgati,
Matsavaswa,
Matsavaswa,
Padambojo,
Padambojo,
Rana Madana,
Rana Madana,
Mohano,
Mohano,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
Divya Vrindaranya Kapadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Singhasthanasto Srimad Radha Srila Deva Govinda Deva Srila Govinda Deva Praise Dalidi Sevyamane Smarame Smarame Srimad Rasa Rasarambi
Srimad Rasa Rasarambi
Fang Sivata Tatasitaha
Fang Sivata Tatasitaha
Karshan Venu Swanera Gopir
Karshan Venu Swanera Gopir
Gopinatha Shriyestunaha
Gopinatha Shriyestunaha
Swaha
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 Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari
Vrishabhana Sutta Devi
Vrishabhana Sutta Devi
Pranamami Hari Priye
Pranamami Hari Priye
Swaha
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 Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita Gadadhar
Shri Advaita Gadadhar
Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavrinda
Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavrinda
Swaha
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 Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Swaha,
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 Swaha.
So we should stand up and
yes,
also the namas. So you will chant also Nama Brahmana?
You know the verse?
Yes.
So you can chant.
First, remember, yes.